All right, and we are back again here on Out of the Woods. A couple more sets for you, I think we can squeeze in. Got another brand new one for you now. Hat Check Girl, who's Peter Galway, along with Annie Gallup, just put out a new one called Goodbye Butterfield. We're going to hear a track from her right now called Jagged Scar on Out of the Woods. And it's not Christmas music.
When my grandma Flora was 3 years old, she climbed out of her crib in the afternoon, walked out the open door. Her mother was busy with the baby, who had a fever and a cough. No one saw Flora wander off. She was barefoot and wearing a little sleeping shift. It was fall, there was frost in the air. My grandmother remembered the farm dog Annie stayed with her a while. Then she charged off through the brush. Later they all said Annie must have chased a bear. They credited the dog with saving the child. Little Flora found her way down the trail that led to the little dove. We know this because when the Rowan brothers searched for her at dusk, they saw her footprints in the muck along the bank, feared her drown. But by then, she was safely home, carried in the arms of a man that nobody had ever seen around. My grandmother remembered the dark, smoky smell of him, how he sang to her all the way back to the cabin. She remembered the odd cant to his teeth, round cup of his ear, and along his jaw, a jagged scar. There was a flurry when the child was found safe. She was fussed over, the search was called, and the stranger who had brought her home vanished like smoke before he could be asked a single question. And everyone praised the dog Annie for her bravery, gave her the bone that they'd saved to make soup. A few years later, on a trip into Butterfield, my grandmother, who must have been 5 by then, saw a photo of a face of a man on a poster on the wall of the post office lobby, and she recognized him by his jagged scar. "Look," she said, "there's the man who brought me home." Of course, she didn't understand at the time why her mother went silent and pale, or why his name was whispered for weeks afterwards at home, at church, on the street, whenever two grown-ups would meet and clutch their hearts. My grandmother Flora told me this story, and with a sort of pride and incredulous awe, she said, the man who carried her safely home was Kid Curry, the outlaw.
Underneath the bridge winds down around the bend. Last words will never end. Ask me if I care. Water over the dam, over the dam, water over the dam. You can't step in the same river that water won't be back, except in somebody's backpack, and it won't taste the same. Water over the dam, over the dam, water over the dam. Dutchess County windstorm, trees down right and left. Newspaper man went deaf, so no one heard a thing. Water over the dam, over the dam, water over the dam. Underneath the bridge, cool water laps with sand. Three trout fish flop on dry land. I can't lift a finger. Water over the dam, over the dam, water over the dam. Missed a chance at daybreak, tangled feathers over the cliff. Boiled coffee in a sieve, can't go back there now. Not never know how. Water over the dam, over the dam, water over the dam. Water underneath the bridge winds down around the bend. Last words will never end, they don't mean a thing. Water over the dam, over the dam, water over the dam. Over the dam, water over the dam.
Hard to see how I could ever. came into my head. They made me scared, I filled with dread. Oh, those boogeymen beneath my bed. They told me stories about peril and grief. I had a few good examples, then I begged for relief. I took their advice, now I'm paying the price. 'Cause those boogeymen moved inside my head. I did what they said and I buried my dreams. I put up the walls, became afraid of it all. I did what they said and I buried my dreams. I covered my heart, want to be seen. That I learned to obey. Now I'm seeing the cost, so many moments lost. So it's bye bye, boogeyman, get out of my head. Now I'm doing what I want and I'm living my dreams. I'm tearing down the walls, I'm embracing it all. In it all. Now I'm doing what I want and I'm living my dreams. I'm opening my heart 'cause I wanna be seen.
Brand new stuff from Janai Huff. Real nice. Grace and Elbow Grease is the title of her new CD. And that was Living My Dreams here on Out of the Woods. I had a new one there from a group called Humble Tripe. I don't know where you come up with quite a name like that, but interesting stuff nonetheless. The Giving is the title of the CD. And the track we heard was November. And before that, we heard from Bruce Ballmer. Yeah, you thought I was going to say Coburn, didn't you? Something about his singing voice had me thinking Bruce Coburn, too, when I heard him. I was like, hey, wait, Bruce. No, not the right Bruce. Water Over the Dam is the track we heard from his brand new CD, Get Out of Park. And we started you off back there with Hat Check Girl, Annie Gallup and Peter Galway from their new one, Goodbye Butterfield. And Jagged Scar. I like that a lot. I love those sort of monologues that Annie will get into. That's definitely my favorite kind of tune from her. All right, well, we're going to see what we can cram in here. We got about 10, 12, 13, 14 minutes left. I already played a track from this tonight, but we're going to play another one for you right now because it's just so darn good. Tony Trischka's new CD, Great Big World. And I think I mentioned some of the guests who are on it earlier in the show. Ramblin' Jack Elliott, I believe, is going to sing the lead on this one for you. Here's Wild Bill Hickok from Tony Trischka's new CD here on Out of the Woods.
Wild Bill Hickok was a lawman and a driver, a marksman, a scout, and a gambler for his trade. In a shootout on the frontier, he made his reputation, his long hair flowing in a cross-border raid. He left Santa Fe driving a freight team. The road was blocked by a cinnamon bear. Bill took his Winchester, only winged him. The bear in a rage missed Bill by a hair. He fired again, hit the bear in the hind paw. The bear grabbed his arm, stuffed it in his mouth. Bill pulled a knife and plunged it in the deep fur. The bear fell while Dad and Bill headed south. Hey, Wild Bill, where you gonna ride? Dropped a man in his tracks in a duel of 30 paces, played the law like a coin on either side. Bill and Dave Tutt had a poker game in Chester. Tutt told Bill, you owe me 35. Bill told Tutt, you're wrong, it's only 20. They met at the square in a duel for their lives. They faced one another in dust-faded sunlight. Tutt turned sideways and fired off a round. Bill aimed true, Tutt hit a buckboard. The ball pierced his heart and he fell to the ground. Will make them think twice for the shoot of the damn. He rode into Abilene tall in the saddle, spied a poster on the livery wall.
Wanted. A man for Marshall with the skin of a rhinoceros, a bulletproof head who can see all around him, run faster than a horse, and is not afraid of anything in Hades or Coolidge. A man who can shoot like Captain Adam Bogardus and would rather kill four or five whiskey-drinking gambling hoodlums before breakfast than to eat without exercise. Such a man can get a job in this town at reasonable wages, and if he puts off climbing the Golden Stair for a few years, may get his name in a 10-cent novel.
Signed right up and pinned on his pants, surveyed the town, said, I am the law. He cleaned things up with a gun and a smile. Sunlight fell on his shining star. The rounders left on the noontime train. Dance hall girls sang hymns in the bar. Six gun, say farewell at the Mystic River Bend. Bill had a feeling he was just about done for. He didn't know when, but he knew it was soon. With pearl handled colts, he rode into Deadwood. In the setting sun, he walked to the saloon. He strolled right in for a friendly game of poker. All that's tried to keep his back to the wall. But the one seat left at the table proved fatal. The drifter in the long coat was headed down the hall. Well, broken nose Jack walked in and pulled the trigger. Said, take that, as he shot him in the head. Bill dropped his cards, 3/8, a pair of aces. Dead man's hands, what the people said. Hey, hey, Wild Bill, hey, Wild Bill, where are you gonna sleep? Neath a prairie sky in a starlit graveyard, cold spur silent in a coffin dug deep.
and dishes piled up in the sink. And it's been a long time since I've seen you. All the letters you wrote to me are torn and scattered around, but the ink has run off the page from all the nights I cried out your name. Records playing the song we used to sing, and it sounds so different to me. I just keep staring at a spot on the wall, wishing
good things come to an end. Sort of a good Valentine's track to wrap things up with. Dirty Hearts and Broken Dishes from the Annie Ford Band and their self-titled release. Nice stuff. I'm getting a lot of mileage out of that one. Brand new in there, nice instrumental from Molasses Creek called Erlinghaus Blues, and that's from their CD Something Worth Having. And we started you off from Tony Trischka's new one, Great Big World, Wild Bill Hickok. And Ramble and Jack Elliott started off the vocal on that. Sharing the lead vocal duties with him was Mike Compton, who was also playing the mandolin on there. Russ Barenberg was playing the guitar. Todd Phillips on the bass. And Brittany Hawes on the fiddle. Of course, Tony Trischka picking the five. All right, folks, it's time to get out of here. Send me some email, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Anytime during the week, I'd love to hear from you. Play a song, even. All right, be safe out there. We'll catch you next time, and have fun.